9.2.
So, theoretically, the horizontal speed will keep decreasing until the container hits the ground. The higher the drop altitude, the lower the horizontal speed at touchdown.
Sure.
But obviously, the higher the altitude, the higher the vertical speed, up to a certain point.
Absolutely. So, assuming the drop altitude's very low, the vertical speed won't be all that high on impact.
True.
And in terms of protecting the cargo, surely a low vertical speed is the critical factor.
I'm not so sure it's the critical factor. I'd say the horizontal speed's more problematic. Because, presumably, if the ground speed's quite high, there's a danger the container will roll over and bounce along when it touches down. In fact, if you're dropping from low altitude, that's probably inevitable. So if the container rolled and bounced for 50 meters or whatever, then you'd have to have some kind of destructible external envelope to protect it from the multiple impacts, which would be very expensive. So, arguably, rolling is the worst problem, worse than a high vertical impact speed.
You think so?
So, you don't think rolling's a bad thing?
I'm not convinced the container would actually roll.
No?
Not necessarily. The military drop tanks out of flying aircraft at low level, tied to special platforms, and they just slide along the ground.
Oh.
And the systems that eject things out of the backs of planes are incredibly powerful. So, because obviously they fire the container in the opposite direction to the plane, that reduces the ground speed.
Uh-huh.
Plus, they use a parachute that deploys horizontally, which also helps to slow it down.
Of course.
So, based on what they do with tanks, I think we can safely assume that we can stop a container from rolling.
But a tank's got massive weight and a low center of gravity. With a smaller, lighter container, there's no way of knowing how it would behave, not without actually testing it. And even if you tested it 10 times, it would probably behave differently each time. It would be very unpredictable. Whereas if you drop from a higher altitude, okay, the vertical speed is higher, but with a lower ground speed, it would behave more predictably. And that would make it easier to design a cushioning system, because you'd be dealing with a single predictable impact.
Yes, but surely a heavy vertical landing is a huge problem. The force of it would be far greater than...